It's been more than 200 years since Lewis and Clark led the Corps of Discovery through Montana as part of their legendary expedition across the American West. Their exploits are chronicled at the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center on the banks of the Missouri River in Great Falls. About 70 volunteer guides lead visitors through the various exhibits. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce joins one such guide for a look around.
Great Falls resident Jim Mead was looking for something to do after he retired. There was a lot of excitement in the community at that time as funds were being raised to build the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center. He thought maybe he'd try volunteer tour guiding, and he stuck with it.
Been hanging out here for 15 years. It's a fun place.
Mead admits he has a bit of a soft spot for the Lewis and Clark expedition.
This trip doubled the size of the United States. For several years, Lewis and Clark were the biggest heroes since George Washington.
Not only does he know the ins and outs of the trip itself, he knows the ins and outs of the center. The exhibit winds through hallways, representing a chronological journey through the two-year voyage.
Started out here on dry land, and very soon we're in the middle of the river, as distinguished by the color of the carpet.
Walls are lined with copies of documents and old maps, replicas of the expedition's clothing and equipment. Mead has something to say on just about everything.
When they started out from St. Louis, they had 21 bags of these kinds.
A lot of it is interactive, too. Around one corner, a rope is attached to a 2D mock-up of one of the expedition's boats. There's a scale telling you how hard you're tugging on the rope, how far you'd pull it upstream in a day.
If I pulled it this hard...
It's not a one-man job. It's a...
No. So by myself, I'd be pulling it about 3 miles... in a day.
Mead says the expedition pulled the boats an average of 13 miles a day, burning about 6,000 calories apiece. But they were eating a lot to fuel that.
They were eating 7 to 9 pounds of meat each every day, plus some vegetables, fruit when they could find it.
We wind around to the exhibit centerpiece, which also involves boat pulling. A 36-foot-long replica of one of the Corps' dugout canoes, with several members of the expedition pulling it uphill on a trailer made from nearby lumber. The statue's strained expressions frozen in the middle of their effort. Mead turns around and gestures out the grand open windows to the far side of the Missouri River, comparing the model to the landscape the expedition actually had to traverse to portage around the Great Falls.
If you look across the river here, you can see they had to go from water level to the level of the prairie up above, and the hill they went up is at best half this steep, but is probably a half a mile long.
The tour continues to meander by prints of famous paintings and animal mounts. One display shows how Meriwether Lewis had to negotiate with the Shoshone for horses to cross the Rocky Mountains. It involves a sort of translation telephone game, using different interpreters to translate from English to French to Hidatsa to Shoshone and back. Over the Rockies, eventually to the Columbia River and out to the Pacific Ocean. Volunteer tour guide Jim Mead says never in the journals is there anything about turning back when times got tough.
The most common entry, we proceeded on.
And that's exactly what he's been doing at the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center for the last 15 years. I'm Dan Boyce reporting from Great Falls.